Greetings, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. This is Be Unique Magazine, issue 19, Embracing Change and Spreading Positivity. I'm Pierre, and I'll be your host for this issue, along with several others from the Be Unique family. With summer right around the corner, so far things are getting back to normal. Everyone is feeling hopeful again, stepping outside, catching up with friends and loved ones, just an overall feeling things are turning out for the better. At Be Unique, our overall goal is to inspire everyone, as well inform, with stories from around the globe, how unique individuals are impacting their community in positive ways. And Be Unique is with you every step of the way, making sure 2021 will have a positive impact and inspire the next unique generation. Right before we get into the several amazing stories of this issue, here is a message from the one and only Mary Broderton.
3 years ago, when we first considered the Be Unique concept, we had more dreams and ideas than we knew how to implement. We had no idea this would grow so rapidly, and it's with humble gratitude that I say, Be Unique truly is going places. We're now working with 10 brilliant interns from 6 different universities. Since my last letter to you, we've started a monthly newsletter, and I encourage you to visit beunique.org and subscribe. We also post the current newsletter on our website and are happy to send you a copy in email. The newsletter is the best place for the most recent news about awards, grants, and activities. It's also where we announce our monthly Bee's Knee, our volunteer of the month. A word of caution, these emails often find their way into spam and junk folders, so be sure to check for them there. Speaking of cautions, have you listened to Take a Break with Gene and Mary? That show comes with its own warning now. It also comes with a special participation prize that is mailed to one person each week, no matter where you are in the world. Sometimes we send out more than one. Be sure to check out all 5 of the shows on Be Unique Radio and let me know which one is your favorite. Everyone who interacts with us will have their name put in the opportunity box and will be qualified to receive a gift. You'll need to listen to the show for more details. For Be Unique Magazine, this is Mary Brotherton. Thanks for listening.
As always, Mary, you're an inspiration to us all. Seeing how Be Unique Magazine started out from humble beginnings, and with a few short years, it has grown to something more, each day affecting the community in a positive way, and encouraging our listeners and readers to do positive change, affect the community around them, be unique in their own way. Now let's get started. Here's an article from our very own Yvonne Mason, who is on the board chair of BeUnique.org, has written 17 books, and also the national photographer for the U.S. JCI Senate.
Are You Willing to Be Authentic and Unique? By Yvonne Mason. Webster defines the word authentic as worthy of acceptance or belief, not false, true to one's own personality, spirit, or character. When one really looks at those definitions, it can be overwhelming. Many times we appear to be one way when we're in a group of people, then another way when in front of someone else. We generally wear many masks in order to prevent the world from seeing the real us. This is sad and so wrong. Each of us is unique in our own way. There is only one of us created. The master artist did not duplicate us. Even twins are different. While they may appear to look exactly alike, there are subtle differences. When we are not authentic, we create a persona that will soon crack and break like glass. The world will see the real us, and many times the world is disappointed because the person they thought we were is not the person we are. We even do that to ourselves. We build this false persona around us, and when it begins to break, we break. For years, I spent my entire time trying to be all things to all people. I tried to be whatever the person I was in front of wanted me to be. Created all kinds of problems later. I lost the essence of the unique person I am. It took years to find her again. What you see now is what you get. There's no facade, no pretentiousness. When I'm on a stage giving a speech, I am the same person you would speak to on the street. If I'm asked a question or ask advice, be careful, because I will give it to you factually with no sugarcoating. Shakespeare says it best in his play Hamlet in Act 1, Scene 3. Polonius says this, and I quote, "This above all, to thine own self be true, as it must follow the night, the day. Thou canst not be false to any man," end quote. These words are powerful. If we are not true to ourselves, how in the world can we be authentic to anyone else? That is true of our relationships to ourselves and others. Sure, we live in a world of facade, mask, and pretend. It is accepted and expected normal. However, when we look around us, we see unhappiness, restlessness, and discontent. People want more, expect more, and lose more because they refuse to be authentic and unique to who they are. Losing oneself is not worth the facade. Being authentic will show you many things. It will give insight as to those people who are really in your pack, really believe in you, and encourage you to be the best you can be. Being authentic and accepting who you are and why you are the way you are will give you courage to stand by your convictions, even when the rest of the world changes their mind daily. Be authentic. Be unique. There is only one you. Be true to you.
Wow, what an incredible message. In times like this, that's needed now more than ever. To learn more about Yvonne, you can follow her at her Twitter page, Yvonne Mason. Now let's push on. Here's a thought. Have you heard of smudge before? No, I'm not referring to a tasty treat. Smudging is a way to energetically cleanse a space to invite positive energy. When smudging a space, all you have to do is burn a plant material. This next article is from Marianne Ambrose. She has so much insight on smudging. She's a teacher and administrator, a published author, and a president of a nonprofit corporation.
How you can restore good vibrations by smudging, by Marianne Pelicano Ambrose. Smudging is a practice that has been in existence since the time of the ancient Babylonians. Smudging has long been a ritual used to remove negative emotions and vibrations. Smudging is also said to be very effective when you've been feeling depressed, angry, resentful, unwell, or after you have had an argument with someone. Burning plants has had positive healing effects on humans for centuries. These effects have been studied by scientists, doctors, and research teams, revealing the science behind the magic. Smudging has antimicrobial properties that can eliminate airborne pathogens and toxins, cleansing the air. In 2007, the Journal of Ethnopharmacology published a study showing that after just 1 hour of burning, certain medicinal herbs could eliminate 94% of airborne bacteria in a sealed room, with the air remaining free of bacteria for up to 24 hours. 30 days later, the room still had considerably less bacteria than before the smudging. Smudging has also been found to have an effect on the positive and negative charges on the atoms and molecules in the air. Air pollution, fluorescent lighting, and chemicals in the air cause excessive positive ions to form. This can cause physical and emotional changes in humans, making us experience difficulty breathing, heaviness in the chest, inflammation, tension, emotional stress, depression, anger, or mood swings. Smudging helps restore a balanced bioelectric field by creating negative ions, giving us a feeling of peace and relaxation. Think of it as a trip to your happy place, whether that's walking through the woods, standing on the beach, or sitting by a waterfall. By simply changing the ionization in the room, smudging provides a feeling that the room is lighter, and in actuality, it is. There are many ways to smudge, and a variety of herbs may be used. The easiest way to smudge is to purchase a bundle of dried cleansing herbs. I found the best results come from burning sage, which is known for being an antibacterial. The smoke from sage has been used to cleanse, bless, heal, and remove negativity. There are many different types and scents of sage to choose from: white sage, common sage, and desert sage. Other good choices for smudging are rosemary, lemongrass, lavender, eucalyptus, and peppermint. Each has its own special property when burned. I recommend using a candle flame to light the smudge stick, as it may take a little time to get it smoking. Once there's a flame, blow it out so that the smudge stick is smoldering but not burning. Blow or wave the flame with your hand to put out the fire. Then allow the smudge stick to smolder and the smoke to freely rise and circle in the air. I suggest you hold a shell ashtray, or other fireproof dish under the smudge stick to prevent embers from dropping on furniture or on clothing. Read Be Unique's extra blog to learn all the things you can smudge.
Smudging rituals are beautiful techniques to clear a space. This can be done annually or more often. It's especially powerful to perform a space clearing when you first move into your new home or on the Lunar New Year. Greatly appreciated this insight from Marianne. For this next article, it's on the damaging effect pollution can have on a coral reef, which plays a vital role in our planet ecosystem, as well as marine life, and if we're not too careful, it can have damaging effect on a large population. We will learn more about this from Marion Vermeij, who is an author and poet, a researcher, public speaker, workshop facilitator, on all things relating to positive world change and being unique.
Hello, this is Marion Vermeij for Be Unique. Passion for the ocean. Coral reefs make up some of Earth's most diverse ecosystems. Up to 40% of life in the ocean requires the world's coral reefs for survival. Millions of humans depend on fishing, tourism, and the coastal protection provided by healthy coral reefs. Coral reef growth also provides vital ingredients for medicines. But climate change, coral mining, pollution, and overfishing contribute to what is called coral bleaching. Bleaching is the term used when coral is so damaged it turns white. It leaves coral vulnerable to disease, harms their growth and reproduction, can impact other species that depend on the corals, and often kills the coral itself. Some experts predict that if the coral reefs vanish, the knock-on effect will be hunger, poverty, and political instability as the livelihoods of the people of entire countries disappear. 50% of the world's coral reefs have died in the last 30 years. The coral that faces Australian Great Barrier Reef is already 50% dead. And the 300 miles long coral reef lying off the Florida Keys is 98% destroyed. Worldwide, 90% of coral reefs may die within the next 100 years if nothing changes. Turning the tide. But there are people out there fighting to turn the tide on this problem. Guy Courtney and Anita Lawrence believe passionately that it is possible not only to halt, but to reverse this process. Not possible isn't an option for them. Together with scientists who are specialists in coral life, they work to save this vital part of the planet's biodiversity. In 2019, Guy founded Sanicora, Inc., and Mission Ocean Reef. Sanicora, Inc. is tourism with a difference, where people can enjoy a luxury yachting holiday and help restore coral at the same time. Mission Ocean Reef offers the science, research, and process of saving the coral. Fate in action. Anita described the first meeting between Guy and herself as fate in action. When she read an article about Guy's passion for saving the coral reefs, she was moved to get in touch and see if she could help. As an avid diver for many years, she had seen the evidence of bleaching firsthand and watched it getting steadily worse, but she never knew what could be done about it. Driven by passion. Passion drives the decisions Guy and Anita make. Their combined life experience makes them a formidable team, both in business and as a married couple. Alongside Guy's kaleidoscopic experience, Anita has run 5 different companies, so they know how to get things moving. Marry that knowledge with a passion for making a difference, and you can understand why Sanicora Inc. and InMission Ocean Reef are already becoming a success. They started a student initiative, which has been a magnet for those high school and college students who get the mission and are getting involved. They will be hiring personnel from 2021 when the mission really takes off, which includes employing and training local islanders to learn how to take care of their environment. This involvement is essential for the sustainability of the mission. This was Marion Favet for Be Unique.
Sixty percent of the reefs are seriously damaged by local sources of overfishing, destructive fishing, anchor damage, coral bleaching, coral mining, sedimentation, pollution, and disease. When these types of human threats are combined with the influence of rising ocean temperatures, 75% of reefs are threatened. I appreciate this information, Marianne. More people need to learn about this, what they can do to affect change in their environment. Coral reefs are important and they are vital to our planet's sustainability. Now with this next story, it's about a city in Uganda called Mubali, in which a major outreach program is doing amazing work helping out the locals with building schools, solar panel usage, water purification, biodigesters, and helping out the local women with vendors, as well as orphan children. This story is highlighted by Carrie Ann Marshall, who is a creative writer from Chicago. She does painting as well as journalism, film, and also running her own fashion website.
Hello, this is Carrie for Be Unique magazine. God's Hand for the Needy Guides Children. Mbale, a beautiful city in eastern Uganda, is decorative with large mountainscapes and greenery, while also being home to Mount Elgon Self-Help Community Outreach Program. Established in 2007, it became a nonprofit organization with the sole purpose to help those whose lives have been impacted by wide-scale change. Several lives in Uganda have been uprooted, and this program devotes itself to supporting and maintaining progressive development in their community. Life at Meshkop varies from day to day. Depending on which group you encounter, they could be installing solar panels, storytelling, organizing local events, or working on home construction. The multifaceted program's objective is to provide solace for the people they encounter, as well as benefit their environment. They have several green projects, including solar panel usage, water purification, and biodigesters. The program's largest demographic are women and vulnerable orphan children. Meshkop does all it can to provide them with the materials and stability they deserve, such as housing, food, and water, and job workshops. With the assistance of local and outside volunteers, they're able to help several children daily and hopefully each day forward. Wasaba Justine Wahungu, a leading organizer within the program, shares her contribution and personal connection to Mount Elgon with Be Unique magazine. A native to Uganda, she grew up in areas such as Tororo, Kampala, and Mbale, where she resided with her family. Much like other rural areas, there was no schooling for the children. She courageously left home in order to pursue her own academic career, where she became a maid in Mbale, whose wages went towards her schooling. In Mbale, she took notice of other young adults and children, similar to herself, who wanted to pursue an education but did not have the tools to do so. She was determined to instill that same opportunity in others she had encountered along the way. This prompted her to join the Mount Elgon Association in 2010, where, along with several of her co-workers, Justine embodies the character, grace, determination, and dedication that defines MeshCop. God's Hand for the Needy is a subgroup within Mount Elgon, formed by Justine, and devoted solely to the guidance of children. When asked about the vision for the subgroup, Wahungu proclaims, "It is to see a transformed community where children are God-fearing, living healthy lives, and capable of handling life challenges with good morals and contributing effectively to national development." Based in the Church of Mount Zion, it is religious-led and determined to help the children of Mbale with accommodations such as housing, feminine hygiene products, and clothing. Visit Be Unique's extra blog to read more about MeshCop. For Be Unique Magazine, this is Carrie Inge Marshall. Thank you for listening.
Now that is encouraging, hearing how good people is doing their best to make a difference in the community. MeshCop enables individuals to develop a sense of belonging, hope, and empowerment as they work together and learn new skills to make themselves and their families, as well as their community, socially and economically self-sufficient. Greatly appreciated, Carrie. And also, you can go on her website, gonewiththeolives.wixsite.com/RyanAnnons. MeshCop is not the only organization that's doing incredible work in the continent of Africa. There is another organization called Helpers of Social Development Foundation, headed by Okiki Chida, who is the founder and chairman, also CEO of HostLink Global Services, and also Hair Future for the underprivileged Nigerians.
Nigerian nonprofit focuses on ensuring healthy development of women and youth. By Okiki Chidi, Helpers Social Development Foundation, HSDF, is a nonprofit organization based in Enugu, Nigeria. The foundation was created with a patriotic spirit to contribute to the welfare of underprivileged youth and women with a focus on ensuring their healthy development. HSDF has come a long way since its inception, and this would not have been possible without the collective effort of our team. With my wife, Okiki Amarachi Sophia, we used our unique skill sets as an entrepreneur and a teacher to found HSDF. The mission had two goals: grant free access to reading and writing material for vulnerable school children, and support, provide, and develop skills for employment for unemployed youth and women. In Nigeria, high unemployment has led to widespread poverty among youth and women. Ignorance across the board is alarming, and the healthcare system is deplorable. We at HSDF believe in our well-grounded initiative, developed to ensure that youth and women engage in profitable ventures by aiding them in acquiring needed skills for personal enhancement and development. This will lead to better lives for the underprivileged and will benefit Nigeria at large. Since the creation of HSDF, our progressive organization continues to undertake and complete a number of projects in Nigeria every year. Stories of success: distribution of writing and reading materials to vulnerable children in public schools, educational support to underprivileged Nigerians in primary, secondary, and tertiary institutions, child sexual abuse awareness and prevention programs, economic empowerment programs for unemployed youth and women in Nigeria, distribution of COVID-19 palliative and sensitization programs, distribution of sanitary pads for young girls and women in rural areas, free HIV community testing, ongoing back-to-school programs in Enugu State. All these programs were successful and were welcomed warmly by Nigerians. Through our initiatives, we work towards creating opportunities for children, youth, and women to have benefits in education, quality healthcare delivery, and programs of economic empowerment. We value honesty and strong moral principles and have a consistent desire to transform bad conditions to good. We know that together, We can achieve anything and want to build a good, long-lasting legacy. HSDF, as a nonprofit organization, does not intend to exist in isolation of other factors. We intend to get along with our surrounding influences to make the best out of our chosen objectives. HSDF partners with other international organizations or spirited individuals with similar goals in order to achieve our organization mission. Learn more at helpersfoundation.org.
The HSDF is creating opportunities for children, youth, and women to have benefit in the realm of education, quality of health, programs of economic empowerment through its incentives. To see a society where children, youth, and women have access to social amenities in relation to good health care, economic empowerment, and sound education, respective of their religion or tribe. It's a noble task to volunteer and fundraise to elevate the plight of the underprivileged in this society. To learn more about the Helpers Social Development Foundation, visit their website at hsdf.org.ng. For this next article, is from Muncher Shadiva. It's on the importance of mental health during stressful situations and how to deal with them.
This is Manchit reading for Be Unique magazine. Oh, is the reaction we come up with most times things go off the plan. The reason that's so is because we all see clarity and stability as essentials to survive. Every time we are deprived of a substantial share of happiness, we are all set to crib, cry, and question. I'm not saying this isn't right. In fact, I believe this is the most natural way for most of us to respond. But what about prioritizing peace of mind over happiness? Making the best of the given over questioning how much are we getting? Believing we are being taken care of over comparing our blessings and sufferings with others? Think about it. How much would have been missing from you today had all your life been just a plain sailing? No breeze would teach you what a storm would. Things going as per plan might bring you comfort, but won't contribute to your growth. Your comfort zone might bring you convenience without carrying any learnings with it. I know all this sounds inspiring on paper, but the pain that comes with every uncertainty and setback is a different ballgame altogether. That's why I believe until we won't indulge in the games destiny has planned for us, unless we won't lose, there isn't any real winning in life. The best of the leaders and the best of the inventions all stood tall on terrains of discomfort, adversity, and pain to make the most of nothing, to come up with at least something. I'm not saying fall for sadness and indulge in a toxic relationship with melancholy. I'm saying don't seek happiness as the only normal. Instead, make your calm your top priority, and making the best of whatever you have your top skill. Yes, a few wounds won't leave their marks forever, but without wounds, there won't be any stories to tell. Yes, some chapters would have an abrupt ending, but at least the whole book will be a roller coaster ride worth indulging in. The next time something unpleasant finds its way to you, don't let it touch your gratitude for life and your belief in yourself. Here are a few things you can remind yourself when you're stuck in a situation you don't desire and the storm makes you miss the breeze. 1. Parts of it are teaching me something and parts of it I can learn to accept. 2. I don't have to use my hands to point fingers at others to blame. I can fold them and pray for the best. 3. Once this ends, it will help me cherish the pleasant side of the life a little more than before. And it's going to be worth it. 4. I'm being thrown into this because I can handle it and I'll give my 100% to make the most of it so I don't walk away with any regrets. 5. This is a part of my journey and it isn't a destination, so I won't treat it like one. Remember, a change in your mindset can bring about the change you have been looking for. So, what are you waiting for? For Be Unique magazine, this is Manchit. Thanks for listening.
Manchit is a unique individual with a modern old soul. For this next article, it's highlighting the major problem of food insecurity. Many low-income families have problems purchasing groceries and other healthy foods. With the pandemic going on, many people are having a difficult time covering basic costs for food and as well as utilities. With that issue, children are the most vulnerable. Highlighting this issue is Aaron Michael from Colorado, who loves being outside in nature, loves connecting with people. He operates his company, Earth Love Gardens, creating a world that lives in harmony with the earth.
Metro Caring, Ending Hunger at Its Root, by Aaron Michael. Many admirable organizations work to address hunger, but how many make it a goal to end hunger at its root? That is exactly the mission of Denver, Colorado-based anti-hunger organization, Metro Caring. Since 1974, Metro Caring has been driven by the vision of a world where every person has access to good food and a healthy life. Hunger is a symptom of poverty, and Metro Caring is addressing both the symptom and the cure in creating a community living in healthy abundance. To first address hunger, Metro Caring offers groceries at their food market to individuals and families at no cost. There is a focus on providing only the healthiest foods, including fruits, vegetables, and grains, as healthy bodies also create healthy communities. Sheena Caddy, Director of Strategy and Communications at Metro Caring, said normally just over 2,000 families per month would visit the fresh food market. However, due to COVID-19, that number has increased to about 7,000 families per month. According to Sheena, the sources for this food are wholesome as well. We get donations from community partners like Whole Foods and King Soopers. We also purchase staple items like rice, oats, and beans from local producers in Colorado. Finally, during COVID, we have been receiving the USDA's Farmers to Families food boxes. As a healthy body and lifestyle benefits one's quality of life and the community, Metro Caring empowers people through education on nutritional food and cooking. For example, an American Journal of Public Health study showed that people living in neighborhoods in poverty could have about double the probability of diabetes than people in neighborhoods not experiencing poverty. To address that, Metro Caring has programs for those with prediabetes and diabetes. These programs provide people with tools for nutrition, stress management, and physical activity, as well as monitoring and medication information, all free of charge. About 500 members in the community utilize these offerings each year. Metro Caring provides for the community through additional effective ways. Through their community gardens, about 60 garden plots offer the community easy accessibility and the benefits of gardening and growing food. To extend the growing season and the effectiveness of the community garden, Earth Love Gardens installed hoop houses on the garden beds. Also, their state-of-the-art hydroponic container farm, the Hydro Farm, grows leafy greens year-round that go right back into the food provided for the community. Metro Caring operates through its full and part-time staff of 37 people and thousands of volunteers. About 5,000 volunteers serve around 80,000 hours each year to keep Metro Caring operating efficiently. Metro Caring is supported yearly by more than $10 million in donations in the form of food donations and contributions from individuals, corporations, and more. Asked to share her overall experience with working with Metro Caring, Sheena stated, "The overwhelming sense of gratitude is felt from every single person I've interacted with at Metro Caring. Volunteers, community members, staff, community partners, board members, and donors. Learn more at www.metrocaring.org.
Metro Caring offers innovative programming in healthy food access, nutritional education, cooking classes, ID procurement, urban gardening and agriculture, and community organizing and activation. This is an important issue that needs to be addressed. There's various ways you can contribute as well. You can donate to your local food drive. You can start a fundraiser. Any way you can to help out. For this next article, it's on how emotions affect the overall health of the heart. Have you ever heard the expressions, "You nearly gave me a heart attack," "I was worried to death," or "It broke my heart"? The heart and mind are intimately connected. Negative states of mind, including depression, anxiety, loneliness, anger, and chronic stress, may increase the risk of heart disease over time or worsen heart issues that already exist. Highlighting this issue is Dr. Jeannie Cole, a holistic nurse practitioner with experience in energy healing, aromatherapy, mind-body medicine, chemotherapy, hypnosis, and is a certified heart math coach and trainer. Her goal is to help others vibrate powerfully.
Fall in Love with Your Sweetheart by Jeannie Cole. This is the third in a series of how to be in control of your life. Find the first two in issues 17 and 18. Let's have a heart-to-heart about how to follow your heart and get to your heart's desire. The heart is the leader of your body. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to help you understand why you have a heart of gold. It's actually worth far more than gold. In fact, once we are finished, you will find it heartwarming to understand how precious your heart is. The heart is a fist-sized muscular organ situated just left of the center of your chest. Most people think this little organ's main function is to pump blood, but it is so much more than that. It beats approximately 115,000 times per day and pumps around 2,000 gallons of blood through more than 60,000 miles of blood vessels and to all 30 trillion cells in your body. Having its own electrical system allows it to create a rhythmic beat that synchronizes four chambers through the process of mixing blood cells with fluid, nutrients, oxygen, and emotion. When we speak of the heart in relation to love, it should come as no surprise that the heart is considered an endocrine gland secreting oxytocin, better known as the love hormone. Oxytocin has the power to regulate our emotional responses and pro-social behaviors, including trust, empathy, gazing, positive memories, processing of bonding cues, and positive communication. Pregnancy and lactation increase oxytocin from the reproductive system as part of the bonding process with a new baby. Additionally, your heart contains more than 40,000 neurons, like a little brain, which creates its own nervous system. Research has shown the heart responds 4 seconds faster to emotions than the brain. Now that you know more about your heart, I'd like to get to the heart of the matter. Your heart works hard. It has served you 24 hours per day, 365 days per year for all the years of your life. Have you ever thanked it? Have you ever really thought about what it does for you? I'd like you to put your hand over your heart right now. Close your eyes and tell your heart how grateful you are for all it does to keep you functioning. Breathe into it. Feel your body calm down. Recall the happiest times of your life. Feel a feeling of love and gratitude towards your little heart. As you give love to your heart, you may notice an expansion in your chest as if it is filling up with love. And as your sweet heart accepts your gratitude, the feeling of love floods into the blood and carries that love to every cell in your body. This creates a cascade of 1,400 chemicals and hormones throughout the body, decreasing your blood pressure, improving your immune system, reducing inflammation, decreasing pain, and helping you to think clearer. This little bit of gratitude to your heart is like a whole new connection, just like falling in love. Breathe deep, calm down, fantasize a new reality. Show your heart love and gratitude. You are in control.
The heart and mind can coexist. Don't ignore emotions that can overwhelm your life, like chronic stress, anxiety, depression, and anger. Find ways to take care of your emotional well-being and your heart. Well, thank you. To learn more about Jeannie, you can visit her website at meinsideandout.com. For this next article, it deals with the intricacy of childhood and the long-lasting effect that it has on us when we're all adults, and to experience what we can learn from it. Highlighting this issue is our very own Gene Albertson, an historian and humanitarian, an avid gardener who plays blues recorder, thinks, and entertains bees.
The Child Inside Will Never Stop Learning by Gene Albertson. What is the meaning of life? This is probably one of the most pondered questions in civilization. We're born, live out our existence for a period of time, then we die. So why live? I've been on an adventure to find the elusive answer to this phenomenon as far back as my memory goes. I came into this life in the middle of a dark, frozen South Dakota winter night, joining a long line of cowboys and teachers. My entire life has been a spiritual journey, and there was never any question that I'm here to save the world. It's a fun, worthwhile effort. Mr. Rogers said that there are always helpers around if I need one. And if I don't see one, I can be one. His words made my life meaningful. I need, I seek, I am. As a child, I was drawn to the Underdog television series and its empowering values. I found comfort knowing that there's no need to fear. Underdog is here. Of course, I was the underdog in my own life. Many of my childhood fantasies involved being a cowboy, and I was always the cowboy in the white hat, which made life fun, because I always now I could stand up to bullies. Thankfully, I had a Viking physique and generally well-controlled berserker demeanor underneath, so I wasn't really harassed by a whole lot of would-be bullies. However, when my innate fight or flight response was triggered, it was always tempered vicariously through Ferdinand the Bull, a character from a children's book. There was never much need in my life for violence. More importantly, I remember looking down when I was singing in Bible school about this little light of mine. And I saw it glow bright as I fell in love with myself. I'm a lover, not a fighter. In retrospect of my last 60 years of high living, what seemed like a lot of difficulties were actually me suffering from and finding a way out of about every self-destructive behavior I could locate. It all makes sense now. No matter how dark my life felt, I always saw my little light in at least the periphery of my mind's eye. Wow, my birth on sacred ground, two highly toxic family lines, an unplanned trip to Jerusalem and Bethlehem, several should-have-died times, vision quests, choosing to be a student and a professor of history and Western civilization, anthropology, religion, everything human. I even spent 5 years learning how to help interpret and relate information to folks from all sorts of perspectives. I worked jobs where people were having fun and usually glad to see me. All the while, I was mostly fitting in everywhere, except for not really fitting in at home. I'm still trying to figure that one out. Read more about my spiritual journey on Be Unique's Extra blog. Thanks for listening.
To hear more from Gene, you could catch him on the Be Unique Radio's Unscripted podcast and Take a Break with Gene and Mary. Throughout this pandemic, many small businesses have felt the devastating effect. In fact, half of them can only operate for a year or less before closing permanently. And somehow there are small businesses out there that are thriving through these circumstances, implementing unique strategies, and as well empowering their community. For this article, we will learn about MoxieBox, a fun, innovative outlet for children to explore their creativity and as well as learn, all with the help of Jim Warner, who brings more than 20 years of experience to MoxieBox to help shape young minds through visual art lessons for students with no access or opportunities in their schools.
How Synchronicity Guided MoxieBox to Our New Home by Jim Warner. Synchronicity has guided me and opened up all the right doors, getting us through the most difficult year of 2020. MoxieBox was growing so rapidly and working out of my business partner's home was just not an option anymore. Can you imagine waking up to 5 employees trying to fulfill more than 1,000 MoxieBox art boxes in your living room? We knew we needed an answer to this difficult situation, and we were waiting for synchronicity to show us the way. Fulfillment of our product was the only thing Amanda, my business partner, and I disagreed about in the last 4 years. I wanted to contract the work, and Amanda was concerned about losing our Moxie feeling with our products and wanted our own place. We knew what to do. We looked at each other and calmly said, let's put it into the universe and synchronicity will do the rest. You see, choosing the path of synchronicity will test you at times to be sure you truly believe. I left Amanda's house and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I raced home and looked up churches really close to our houses. Thanks to COVID, churches were not using their facilities and probably struggling financially. I mailed 8 letters to the closest churches and knew we had our answer. Can you guess how many churches responded? Well, 1, of course. We were meeting at the church within 1 week of me sending those letters, and the facility was perfect in size and cost. We found our new home.
To learn more about MoxieBox, visit their website at moxieboxart.com. Small businesses are the heart and soul of the community, and they need our help to survive. Support your local business any way you can have an overall effect on the local economy. Hey, you enjoy reading Be Unique magazine? Well, don't worry, we got you covered. There's Be Unique Radio as well. Be Unique Unscripted Radio brings you 5 shows with topics and guests that matters. 5 hosts means 5 formats and more choices. Find our full lineup on blogtalkradio.com/BeUniqueRadio. Also, you can contact us at beunique.assist@gmail.com. You can learn how easy it is to sponsor or to be sponsored on the show yourself. Remember, always be unique. .org. Read, watch, and listen. Does it get more and more difficult carving out time for you to read since we're all so busy? Do you actually find time to read? There are 365 days in a year, which means that you have 8,760 hours each year. If you sleep 8 hours each night, there are 5,880 hours when you are awake. Now subtract 2,080 hours for a 40-hour work week. And you are left with 3,760 hours to use however you choose. Couldn't you take 130 of those hours to invest in your professional development or just to escape? They're just half an hour a day, 5 days a week. Wake up 30 minutes earlier or go to bed 30 minutes later to carve out your reading time. Book giveaway. Be Unique Magazine is giving away free books every Friday. It's so easy. Just like and follow at Be Unique Magazine. And list the author and tag 2 of your friends. That's it. Your name will be entered in the drawing. We will notify the winners at the beginning of each week. Happy readings. For this next topic, I have to admit to our listeners, this might make your skin crawl. It's on the lumber grasshopper, one of the largest and slowest moving grasshoppers. It can cause a great deal of damage to an orchid collection. Although there are some variations among different species, all are flightless and quite large as grasshoppers go, with females attaining greater length at maturity than males. Lubbers have at their disposal a variety of relative unpalatable means of defending themselves against threats from other creatures. For more on this issue, here's Dorothy L. Harris, a longtime newspaper columnist from Central Florida, produces her peculiar lifestyle and humor column for Harris & Co. She is a former Florida State Park Ranger and self-professed nature nerd blogs.
The Lumbering Lubber by Dorothy L. Harris. From humble beginnings, a small black grasshopper marked with a yellow or orange stripe becomes a spectacular insect that demands attention. Lubber grasshoppers hatch from eggs and go through 5 to 6 molts where their skin splits to allow a larger hopper to emerge, a yellow, black, and red giant large enough to span the palm of an adult. Their pretty colors serve as a warning. Don't eat me! Lubber grasshoppers manufacture toxins internally as a chemical defense system. Like a mixologist, they create a noxious blend which can be spit up to 5 inches away to ward off curious predators. These toxins are an important defense. Unlike most grasshoppers, this gangly lover cannot fly. If you're not fond of insects and are tempted to apply chemical agents, you should know lubbers are slow to die due to their hard exterior or exoskeleton. Chemical spraying could also impact birds, so just pick the grasshoppers off if they are bothersome, rather than risk injury to other forms of wildlife. If you have curious, insect-loving kids, lubbers can make great seasonal pets. The large lubbers are easily kept in a creature box. A wet sponge and daily leafy garden greens is all they need to keep growing all summer long. Lubbers dine on all sorts of plants, but they are omnivorous. This means they also feed on dead insects and even cannibalize their own species. Properly kept, lubbers will amaze you by their growth, molting, and spectacular colors.
To learn more about Dorothy, you can follow her at her blog at dorothylharris.com. And she still continues to post photos of creatures at FLA Nature Nerd. Also, you can check out her Facebook, Dorothy L. Harris-Freelance Writer. Product review, unpaid and totally honest. You send them, we review it. Each product is given a score based on the following criteria. 1 point for each. The best score is 10 out of 10. Earth-friendly product, earth-friendly packaging, budget-friendly, uniqueness, lives up to the hype, stylish, useful, philanthropic outlook, easy to understand and use, I would buy. Contact us at beunique.reviews@gmail.com for information about where to send your products or suggestions for places or products to review. Be Unique works to change the world for a better tomorrow, using digital mediums to connect the dots of the world through professional storytelling. We have all embracing, all-inclusive heart and are always learning to create new things, to revitalize and sustain old things. While recognizing our differences, we use positive and universal thinking to strategize for a positive outcome. We collaborate people of all distinctions to create a better me, a better you, a better us. By caring for others, there's no room in our hearts for hatred, racism, or egoism. So, let our visions heal and keep the promises of what we will be. One day, by living helpful, caring, and happy, healthy, and essential lives. With the wonderful staff and volunteers at Be Unique, we will continue to pursue that dream by making the world a better place for everyone. From everyone at BeUnique.org, to our readers and listeners, thank you for all your support. There's so much more on the way. This has been Issue 19. I'm Pierre. Thanks for listening. And remember, best way to be unique is to just be you.